This example is a very exciting one, and there are similar ones, and that's to paint. The new thing is the painting is actually done physically simulating every aspect of the painting, the brush, the paint, how they mix. And before powerful computers that people have in their homes now, this was not possible, but now it is.
Hi, I'm Bill Baxter with the XCG Application Incubations Group. And we're here to tell you about Project Gustav today, which is what we've been working on. It's a realistic painting experience. So if you think about painting programs, they've been around for a very long time. But really, in some ways, they've just been a caricature of real painting. So if you think about real painting, it's very, very complex. You have something like a brush with thousands of individual bristles that all deform. You load it with paint, and each one can interact with the complex texture of the canvas to create, you know, really exciting and interesting organic kind of forms on the canvas. And it's not really been possible to do that kind of thing until fairly recently because of the amount of computing power that's required to do that. So we've been working on algorithms that will let us do that on current machines. So Nelson's going to show you a quick demo here.
Hi, I'm Nelson Chu, also from the XCG group. So here is our application. It is currently running on the this affordable PC here. So we work on to make it this application run very well on this computer. And here I can show you with the latest touch capabilities available on the PC, we now can show you this very natural touch enabled finger painting like this. And you can see I can smear the paint like this right on the screen, very rich color blending over taking over place here. And this is really great fun for kids and everybody actually.
Yeah, that's right. Even for serious artists and designers, the 3D brush simulations we offer really give a lot of control over strokes that hasn't been possible before. So we can take our 3D brush and come over here to the palette and mix together some colors here. And we're not just creating a single color. We actually load the brush up here as you do this with a complex blend of colors so that when you come over to paint on the canvas, you have this kind of rich mixture of different colors with natural kind of streaks. So all these little simulation parameters are available to the artist to make their work kind of more like the real thing.